Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and I'm really grateful that you're listening to our audio Daily Phil devotional. Today's devotion is entitled Seriousness of Sin. I'm getting to that age where growing up in the warm California sun is finally catching up with me. It's time to go to a dermatologist and get my face scanned to see if I have any skin cancer beginning to form. My dad did that a few years ago, and now it's my turn. And how silly would it be for me to say, it's not that big of a deal. Those potential cancer spots are pretty small. No way. Cancer is cancer. Whether it's big or small, it has the ability to kill. And I think we should view sin in the same way. Big or small, it has the ability to steal, kill, and destroy. So when the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth and said, "It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among the pagans, for a man to have his father's wife." See, the church was justifying sin, assuming that it wasn't all that big of a deal. However, they were sorely mistaken. They were snuggling up to something that had the ability to destroy their community. See, when sin is tolerated, life is damaged. And why would somebody downplay the seriousness of sin? I think there are a few reasons. First, because they don't understand the way that sin has the ability to rob us of life. I mean, listen to a few of the adverse effects of sin that are listed in the scriptures. Sin robs us of the joy of salvation, robs us of peace, causes anguish in our physical bodies, hinders fellowship with God, causes separation and isolation from others, causes ineffectiveness in prayer, causes us to become fearful, and even gives the devil a foothold in our lives. And when we stop to think about it, sin's effects should grieve us. But the second reason we don't take sin seriously is because we don't believe we can actually change. We're not wholly convinced that we can make true change, and yet we're told that the Spirit of God lives in us. You are a new creation, and Jesus has given you everything you need for life and godliness. You just need to trust Him and move forward by His grace. Finally, many of us ignore sin because we don't know how much life is waiting for us through obedience to Jesus. Read back through the list above and reverse each of the effects of sin to see the way that through obedience, Jesus is inviting you to walk in joy and peace, and the list goes on and on. It's all available to you through Jesus. If we start to realize what hangs in the balance, we might take sin more seriously. Now, just to be clear, we are seriously forgiven. But we must walk in obedience if we are going to experience all that the Lord has for us. And that starts with getting serious about our sin. Take a moment today and confess your sins to the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you. Remind yourself all that He has done on your behalf. And then intention in your heart to live in obedience to Him. I pray that you will, and I pray that as you obey, you might experience the fullness of His joy. Let me pray for you. Lord, thanks for today. And Lord, I pray that you would help us see the areas in our life where we are living contrary to the way that you have designed us to live, areas that we're in sin. And then would you, by the power of your Spirit, in our life, empower us to obey, that we might experience the joy and life and peace that you have for us. Lord, we thank you for being a God who loves us and is for us. We lift this all up in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, friends, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. We love you. Bye.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.